The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
So, Rocky, I've got a very special guest here with me today, one of my best friends of 40-plus years, Mr. Jim Hicks. And I know we've talked about, you know, giving our guests money and whatnot. And Hicks offered to work pro bono, which I thought was pretty nice. But I've offered to pay him a little something, and we'll discuss that later. Just get ready to open the budget.
I thought you said something about Sonny Bono.
Well, I might have. Oh. I might have. It could be an album. Okay. It could be an album. Okay. I think I said Chastity Bono.
Well, I'm already here, so I might as well continue.
All right. Well, good. So I want to bring up a little something. Let's talk about bands from the 80s that we loved. Like, for example, I'm a U2 guy. Everybody knows that, right?
Right.
I think of one of the funny stories I think of when I think of you is you won tickets to a Men at Work concert.
I did on 93Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Men at Work. I think their music holds up today. There's obviously Journey.
I went and saw Journey with Bryan Adams. Opened up for Journey. Quite a few concerts back then. Van Halen.
Yep.
Van Halen. Halen was a good one back then. Saw Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Several times. He actually slapped my hand in concert.
Well, you made shouldn't have tried to touch him.
Well, no. The way...
At least not there.
Well, you know, I was aiming for Christy Brinkley.
Did you get it? Did you get Christy Brinkley?
No.
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 But you got slapped.
No, but I got Chastity Bono.
Yes, you did. So a lot of these bands our listeners know and love. But there's one band from the 80s that is very obscure, and I'm going to just throw out the name, and you tell me if you remember them, and that's Necessary Condition.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember Necessary Condition.
Do you remember who the lead singer was?
I believe that was you.
How about the guitar player?
Did we have one or two guitar players? I played guitar.
You played guitar or bass. One of y'all, and the other guitarist was?
Was Lance Waldie.
Was Lance Waldie, and then the drummer.
Drummer was Toby.
Yes. So in case you guys are wondering, we were an air band or a garage. We were a garage air band.
Yeah.
You know, you think of a garage band, it's a bunch of high schoolers that get together that actually plug their instruments in and they enjoy playing music in a garage. It goes no further. It's just
right.
A garage band. We were a garage air band, and we could lip sync any song. And if you don't believe us, we have video proof.
Unfortunately, we do.
Or fortunately. Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any in a long time, but I know some of the songs we like to play. I always liked Where the Streets Have No Name. That was one of my songs. I know you would play a little Def Leppard when you'd take the lead singer at.
Well, I always thought that Toby was the Def Leppard.
Oh, yes, Toby was the Def Leppard.
He liked, you know, mine was, I think I had Billy Joel. Billy Joel was usually my go-to.
So do we have a piano?
Well, sometimes.
Right?
You know, we did, I do... In some of the videos, I do remember some videos where we had that big organ in my house. Hey, yo.
Yeah, right. Wow.
And we did have some videos where, you know, I would sit at the organ and play it like a piano.
Well, I know you and I did that.
Yeah, you and I, but I don't know if Necessary Condition.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on another episode because, we have been playing with video for, anyway, so... But we didn't have instruments. It's not like we were playing guitaring or anything, real instruments. Toby had a fake drum set. You were probably playing a tennis racket. But Dad made Toby this sweet-ass guitar.
Well, we used to fight over that guitar.
Over the guitar?
Yeah. Where your dad, used a jigsaw or something to cut out the pattern
kind of whammy bar.
It had a little whammy bar to it, and that was like the sweetest guitar.
It was sweet.
You know, kind of looked like a Fender, guitar. We used to fight over that. We also had a acoustic guitar without strings.
Nice.
That I think may have been used in some of those videos as well.
Well, you know, back then when we were playing air instruments, you had to play air instruments because you weren't plugging the music into something and we could be saying whatever we wanted. The music was playing over, so if you made a noise, like if you dropped something in the garage, you were going to hear that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so there was no voiceover or whatnot.
No, there was no editing.
You couldn't edit.
You couldn't edit. There was no way to edit.
Yeah, it was VHS. If you wanted to edit, you'd have to go back and try to hit the right timing. But yeah, once you hit go, it was go. And I don't know if we ever played any. We did that a lot.
We did it probably more than we should have.
And let me tell you, so the way Necessary Condition was discovered was Waldy and I one night were just jamming with the tennis racket in the bathroom, just watching each other just jam right in the mirror.
I wasn't invited to that.
This was the experimentation. It was the experimentation of Necessary Condition. Anyway, so we decided we were going to start a band, and we were just going to randomly pick a name. And so we got the dictionary and we opened it up, and the first thing was something like Small Potato, and we're like, nah. And then just we eventually got Necessary, and we eventually got Condition. And to be honest, I think that's a sweet ass name for a band.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
But
I got a text, and I was reading a text when you were talking there. That's why I looked at you like I have no idea.
What you're saying. Yeah, we were. So then we knew we needed to get a drummer,
right?
And a second, and a rhythm or other guitarist, and. Luckily, the two that we had on our radar were available.
Because we had nothing better to do.
So Necessary Condition was formed. And I remember one time I was singing, I think I was singing Bad by U2. And in fact, this might be embarrassing. It might have just been the two of us. You were playing guitar and I was singing. And I remember Heidi and Valerie walked out. And we were like, because we were in the garage. And they walked out kind of laughing at us. And you can kind of see us in the video, like waving over, like "Get out of here! Get out of here!" Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah, they walked in, and you know they're a couple years older than us, and of course they came in and they're giving us the look like you two nerds,
exactly,
sitting
right.
in a garage air guitaring, in front of a video camera,
right?
And
you know what that proved in a way? Everybody likes a rock star. Everybody likes a rock star. So we weren't always just pretending to play our music. We would occasionally incorporate, what would you call it? Well, for example, smoke bombs.
Pyrotechnics.
Yeah, we ended up having some pyrotechnics.
Yeah, I remember I had a big supply of fireworks and all sorts of stuff. And do you remember we would set off these smoke bombs?
Yeah.
Because, create this like cool fog
different
effect.
Different colors. Yeah.
Yeah, and everything. But, we never opened up a door.
Well, you couldn't because the outside noise would affect.
Right.
So, yeah.
We're in there playing in the garage, and the entire garage is filled with smoke. You could hardly breathe. You couldn't see anything. Our eyes were red.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, right? They were red. That was before. Anyway, so if we're talking about how probably toxic and dangerous this smoke was, you decided one time to pull a really big stunt and tape one inside of your trench coat that you were wearing and light it. And I don't know if when it first started coming out, I don't think you kept it in there long. I mean, once it first started coming out.
I think we have that on video, don't we?
Do we have that on video?
I think we do have on video. Yeah, it was. I think we taped the smoke bomb.
We taped the smoke bomb to the
trench coat.
We were just hoping it would come out the right way.
Yeah,
you know, if it would have been funny if it would have like accidentally turned and gone down. It would have looked like a big fart.
Maybe it was.
But we actually went on to do a behind the music of Necessary Condition. Did we not?
Yeah, we did. We did.
And I haven't, gosh, I've got to go see that. It's been a long time since, that's crazy.
I know we have it all on DVD, but I don't even know if I have a DVD player.
Isn't that crazy? I know. All the things that we have that will bring back memories of our childhoods, we have to now get digitally enhanced. And then you never watch what you get digitally enhanced. You just have smaller storage places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One format to the next.
And I usually do it myself because from a computer type standpoint, I'm pretty solid with that stuff. I break things. I'm surprised I haven't broken this microphone yet. But anyway, Hicks, I'm glad we got to do this. Necessary Condition was definitely something that was fun. And we're going to talk about something else, but we're going to save that for another day.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Abolubius.
Listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast, your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond, because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.